opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carlin the Bot. July the 3rd, good morning, 705-530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Turn down my head here a little bit. Gosh, good morning, Bad Bob, say hello.
Well, good morning. Anderson explodes tonight.
That's right. And speaking of exploding, here she is.
Oh, you mean Anderson
Miss explodes. Firecracker of 2012.
Isn't it supposed to be, well, Anderson's firework display is tonight, obviously, and it's a full moon. That's correct. Today.
Is it still a full moon?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
So, hot today. The temperature's around 96. It looks like it's around 65 degrees right now. Current temperatures, if you're just tuning in, clear tonight with temperatures around 65. So that's going to be beautiful. Independence Day tomorrow. That's what it's called, the 4th of July to you, said many of you, but it is Independence Day. Remember, that's the day that we became a free nation. And the tomorrow will be hot, around 97. You know what? This kind of coincides with our weather, which is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards all weekend, every weekend through the month of July. There's some incredible musicians out there. I believe some new acts as well. So it's a great time to go out there and enjoy the sounds of, you know, really great kickback, tasty music while you're enjoying your dining experience on the ranch. So give a call, 474-5546. Thought you might want to hear on this third day of the Battle of Gettysburg, Confederate General Robert E. Lee's last attempt at breaking the Union line ends in disastrous failure, bringing the most decisive battle of the American Civil War to an end.
That was Pickett's charge, the high water mark of the Confederacy, it was called, when Pickett charged across a bike about almost a mile of open field into the massed guns of the Union forces. As Lee said later on in his life, that he had, since he had always won, he had such utmost confidence in his troops. He had tried it on the left side, he had tried it on the right side. And then so Pickett's charge up the middle. And what they actually did get to the lines, actually got it into the face of this massed firepower, got to the front, and but then were beaten back. When the Union cannons fired, there was a collective moan that went across the battlefield because of the cannon and the grape shot that hit the Confederates as they were coming across the field. As they were coming off the field, Lee was apologizing to his men, and they said, "No, no, we'll just regroup and do it again." And Lee did not do that. He withdrew his forces back into the to the south, and it's the last time the South ventured north. If he had succeeded at Gettysburg, he might have been able to. That might have been able to force a end of the war if they had turned.
The Battle of Gettysburg was the turning point of the Civil War, costing the Union 23,000 killed, wounded, or missing in action. The Confederates suffered some 25,000 casualties on November 19, 1863. President Lincoln delivered his famous Gettysburg Address during the dedication of a new national cemetery at the site of the Battle of Gettysburg. The Civil War effectively ended with the surrender of General Lee's Army of Northern Virginia in April 1865. So, the Battle of Gettysburg ends on this day, July 3rd.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 34 points at 12,905. S&P 500 is positive 4 at 1369. And the NASDAQ is positive 9 at 2960. Active stocks today include Ford Motor up 29 cents at $9.68 and Bank of America up 4 cents at $8.09. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is up one penny at down one penny at $15.38, and North Valley Bank is down 14 cents at $12.86. In the bond market, we're finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 2.72%. Over in the commodity markets, gold is at up 21.70 at $16.19.40. Silver is up 69 cents at $28.19, and crude oil is up $4.06 at $87.81. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC for KCNR.
Kathy, thank you so much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. They're the ones to go to get the right information for what's happening on Wall Street. They're located on Park Marina Drive. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. Let's go to Jay. Good morning, Jay. Hello, Jay. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Great,
we're
Jay.
We're fine, Jay. What's up?
So I turn on the radio, and you're talking about one of my favorite subjects, the Civil War.
And what'd you think of?
Well, my family fought in the Army of North Virginia. And family lore still goes down and talks about that battle and how heartbroken everybody was when it didn't work, pick his charge. And it's, you know, the fighting man in America has always been very brave. And, I mean, Lee was using the antiquated Napoleonic strategy, doing the left, do the right, and then go up the middle, because during the Napoleonic era, they didn't have artillery like they did later on in the 1860s, and that's what destroyed the charge. But it's just, you know, we've always had in this country very brave men who are willing to charge into the breach, you know?
That's true. And, you know, when you look at it, you know, people say it was fought over slavery. Well, slavery was obviously a part of it. It was states' rights, and where the states thought they had a right to have to say what they could go on in their state. And that's what men were fighting for. They were fighting for the, you know, the sanctity of their states and what they believed in. So,
my family never owned a slave.
That's right. Well, 99% of the people that fought in the Civil War on the southern side didn't own slaves either. That's what I'm saying, is that it was a state's rights. It was personal freedom type thing. Not
the same
not
fight that we saw in the Supreme Court the other day. It's just continuing.
It'll never stop. Government or others will try to always take your individual freedoms away in the name of the greater good. And you just have to stand up to it.
That was my point. Thank you for your time. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We've got a lot of things we're going to talk about. We got Dr. Lee Snook coming in at 7:30, a internationally known member of the medical profession. He wants to talk about this Obama health care. We're going to be talking about with the senior helpers on the problems facing our aging population a little bit later on after that. We'll be right back.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station. Black roof country, no gold pavement, tired starlings.
Signs. That's right. Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Silent Monster Truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs has celebrated 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale going on now through July 8th. Save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Lobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:17 in the morning, July the 3rd.
Oh, baby.
Carla Linda Bond, good morning. Okay, what do you mean when you sit here next to me that you're faking it?
I said sometimes I fake it in the morning.
Sometimes you fake it. What's that mean? You fake like you're listening? What, you fake like you're paying attention?
Yes.
What?
I'm checking my email sometimes, and you say, I just covered that yesterday, and I said, I know. You said, I did it yesterday. I said, I know. And I said, but I was just faking it, you know, like halfway pretending that I'm listening because I'm, you know, listening and watching things that are coming in. And I'm not a multitasker, so sometimes I can only focus really on one thing. So get your knickers in a knot or whatever it's called, twisted up, whatever.
You know.
Hey, you know what I was talking about in Salmo's, talking about emails that came in. This is really cool. They've got olive oil that's just been released, which is really cool. You know, they just are covering out so many things coming out. A new addition to the estate, cold-pressed olive oil. The olive oil is golden color and finished. Okay. So it's extra medium, and it's bottled right there. So that's really cool. They're doing olive oil. And private parties. Anyone can go have a private party. Just go talk to Heidi. Here's the music that's coming up. You've got Stephanie Foos this Friday. Charles Valona on Saturday, that's the 7th. July 13th is Ezel Strings. The 14th is Garrett Vigors. Charles Valona again on the 20th. The 21st is Spare Change. Spare Change. I think that's the first time up there. They're cool. I'm sure it's unplugged. July 23rd, Ezel Strings again. And then Dan Kerkorian. So there's some really wonderful in July. You're not going to go wrong with any of those actions. You go up there and decide to, you know, check out the new wines that they've got. And they actually have beer now. Thursday night is pizza night. So just, you know, stay tuned with that. And again, it's currently 65 degrees and going to be hot today with temperatures around 96. And the weather's always brought to you by Salmo Vineyards, but I wanted to get into that email. So when I said I was faking it, that I can't sometimes do it with three things at once.
So you're talking about listening to me. You were faking it. Is that it? Okay. Brown is reorganizing. Governor Brown is reorganizing the government. Can you get this? He's reorganizing the government. Everybody's all excited about it. They're going from 12 agencies to 10. And you go, yeah, that's pretty cool, except one thing. No savings. There's no money being saved. So if there's no money being saved, okay, I can understand about streamlining the government, but there's no money being saved. So obviously they're taking all those people in those agencies and just keeping them together. They're just giving them a different letterhead, which means it's going to cost money because they have to do all the paperwork there. Meth. You know, meth is, you know, I think we ought to do a show on meth, maybe a couple of shows on meth.
What do you think?
I participated in a documentary some years ago, and it's if you're unaware of that culture and you start learning about it, the more you learn, the more frightened you get.
I think it's time for us. We're going to get together and have half the staff comes in here, you know, tweaking anyway. Just
what?
Kidding. I'm just kidding. All right. No.
We would never allow that.
No, I wouldn't. No, we have drug tests here. Well, we do. I would not allow that because
Absolutely not.
Okay, but here's what I'm getting at is Record Searchlight had on their local page a story. If you remember a couple of days ago, they found that 25-year-old Redding girl along I-5 who was killed, blunt trauma to her head. So it's probably a homicide. Maybe not, but it may be. Her mom talks about her name's Tara Gordon. And it talks about how she lost her way. She's 25 years old, and she was an athlete in high school. But she got, she was injured, so she got addicted to prescription painkillers and Oxycontin, and then life just went on from there to the meth.
Well, we have a few friends that we know that have had children that have gotten very addicted to the Oxycontin craze, and it was horrific for them to, you know.
Not realizing their kids were selling it.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, this whole thing. But meth is such an insidious drug. And the fact is that a lot of people go, oh, yeah, I'm just meth. But you see, I mean, it's the photo of the one woman, the 10 photos of the one woman that starts when she's 25.
Oh.
And she's a beautiful, beautiful young girl, beautiful woman. And by the time the 10th picture is taken, 15 years later, she has, you know, meth has ravaged her completely. And go to Shasta mugshots and look at these people. I mean, some of these people are just, I mean, they're 40 years old and they look like they're 60.
Can I say you don't
70.
Even have to go to your computer? How about you just go to the post office?
Yeah.
Yesterday, we went to the post office, and I'm going to make a quick break, and it sounds like I just am slamming away, so just, you know, I can spot check, like, how does it make me feel? I was waiting for Carl, and everywhere I looked, in the forecourt, stayed in the car, out in the front, you know, right behind the hot dog guy, and he's the only sane person, besides some of the people going in and out, actually mailing things, but it was a scene of street people dealing, God only knows, on the four corners there. I mean, it was a circus. I was watching what was going down, and I thought, and then we took it from there, and we drove around town, downtown, and we've heard this from so many people saying, gee, I'm showing real estate. Gee, I'm bringing friends into town. Look what we have. I don't know. How do you feel about that? We're going to take a break. KCNR 1460.
Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting.
Martial
arts. Are you ready for the Freedom Fight? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents
the Freedom Fight Cage Fight.
Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 28th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights.
It's in the cage.
Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 28th, the event center will roar with a thrill at the extreme cage fights that only Wind River can bring you.
Wind River Casino.
Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is happening again in 2012 with the Freedom Fights Cage Fights at Wind River Casino on July 28th. Presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Freedom Fights, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. It's better on the river.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of searching for the perfect bathing suit? Wouldn't it be great if there was a custom fitting room where you could design your very own swimsuit and pick out your own material? Somewhere that would make a bathing suit that is 100% yours? Wild Iris Custom Swimwear is just that place. No matter your style or body type, Wild Iris, where you can let your imagination begin. 3609 Bocelli Lane, Suite I. Call 221-4747 today for your perfect fit.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by the Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Going to Espresso Joe's, great coffee in the morning, and then it gets, you know, as it gets hotter during the day, they've got all these icy drinks, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Huge sales on products there. They will meet or beat any price for tobacco in this town. And they have that last standing sale on the cigars. Great, great selection of cigars there. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They've been there for 35 years, have been in the business 35 years supporting veterans and this community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay.
They've been great.
Yeah. You know, somebody said in here, they said, you know what we need is police on the beat walking the street down here.
Well, it's one of those things when we think about there, it looks like there could be the wave of the future where we as a community have to come together and begin and start a new a relief fund. I remember in L.A. years ago, I used to do a concert now and then for the Police Relief Association. It would be at the, I don't know where they hold the Oscars. I can't think of the name of it right now. Anyway, so they would do a big concert, and that those funds would go for police relief. And I know that there's something, maybe there's nothing, but we should have a handful of officers that are police relief and that they're working around when the other ones can't. In other words, cops that are working on the beat, extra cops at certain times. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but it all comes down to number of policemen and that and funds. But there's also the idea of citizens on patrol where they can be driving around in an official car, at least seeing what's going on. And the bad guys, when they're looking, they just see a police car coming, and especially in the evenings. And then the people in there don't have to get out of the cars. They just call in things that they see. I just think it's time for our neighborhoods to start, and our community to kind of start really assisting the police and the sheriff's office by stepping up. The sheriff has reserve deputies, and I don't know, how much he uses them, but, you know, what about the citizens on patrol? What about, you know, not the movie, of course, but what about neighborhood watch? Why, you know, we need to be able to get our neighborhood watches put together. I just talked to somebody the other day, lives in a very, very nice neighborhood, that her house was broken into. They had started to break in the house. The alarms went off. They left. It took the police an hour and a half to get there for something that happened at 5:45 in the morning, which is not like a high crime time. The same person has had, these transits or thieves jumping into the backyard. And so, you know, she has put up gates, she's put up lights, she's spent $1,000 on lights on us. It's just not deterrent because they know nothing's going to happen, even if they get caught.
I don't know, maybe she should poison the gate. So if they touch it, they
maybe
die.
They should electrify the gate. So yeah. If you reach a certain thing, if you're climbing over the top of it,
they die.
Yeah, with
seriously. Hey, you know what? It's
7:30. You don't mean that.
I do.
Okay, we got it.
At 7:30, you know, we have a great call come in that's going to give you some great information about Obamacare. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Fox Business Network, Wall Street is searching for direction ahead of the 4th of July holiday. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 30 points. All three Detroit automakers have rolled out their sales figures for June. Chrysler is posting its best June numbers since 2007 with an increase of 20% from the same time last year. It also marks the 27th consecutive month of year-over-year sales gains for the company. Ford is up 7% from a year ago with sales of its Fusion model having their best June performance ever. And General Motors is out with double-digit gains of 16%. Former AIG Chief Executive Hank Greenberg's $25 billion lawsuit against the U.S. government is heading to court. The Fox Business Network has confirmed with Greenberg's legal counsel that the judge denied the government's request for a dismissal. The lawsuit filed back in November by Greenberg's company, Star International, claims the government violated shareholder rights when it absorbed 80% of AIG stock in 2008. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Well, I'm a salesman, and I'm on my feet all day long, so comfort's really important to me. That's why I tried the Profoot 2-Ounce Miracle insoles. Only the 2-Ounce Miracle is made with custom-forming VitaFoam to keep your feet steady and comfortable. The Profoot 2-Ounce Miracle insoles conform to the unique shape of your feet, just like custom orthotics. Plus, they cushion and support your feet for amazing comfort.
What a huge difference they make. It's really a miracle.
Try the Profoot 2-Ounce Miracle insole. Available at Walmart.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale. Going on now. Through July 8th, save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now. Through July 8th. Don't miss it.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:35 in the morning. It's July the 3rd, my friends. 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com in our chat room. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst does great work. Whether it's a little chip or cracks up to 24 inches, that's right, cracks up to 2 feet long, he can fix it and he can give a guarantee that other shops can't offer. Guarantees his work because he does it with special epoxy in a area where he gets it out of the sun. He takes it into his shop. Go on down there. He gets it done quickly. He guarantees his work. He's located at 3280 Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373. He will save you money in the short run and the long run. He fixes these windshields in a way that is so far beyond what you'll see in any other shop in this town. That's Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3280 Market Street. All right, guys.
Okay,
during the break, something happened. Okay, read what you got.
Can I read a couple of the funny Facebooks, or did you want me to get right to the last one?
I want you to get right to the last one, because who knows when Dr. Snook will call.
All righty.
Dr. Snook, by the way, we've asked him to come on because he's a member of the CMA, the AMA. Like I said, he's an internationally known physician, has a pain clinic, yeah, to fix pain, to solve pain problems down in Sacramento, a large practice there. And of course, in our disclaimers, he's Linda's brother.
But we will say that he is, he's actually been board certified.
In four different
areas.
Is this Dr. Snook on the line?
Let's go right to
Yeah, Dr. Lee Snook. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
How you
Welcome
doing, Lee?
Welcome to the program.
We've told people that you are Linda's brother.
And we started off
more well-known brother.
Well, we started off first about that we, international renowned, of course, you are. And you were in England last year, and your expertise in spinal implants as well as
pain management,
internist and an anesthesiologist, and the expert in how in every way to deal with pain management. So it's such a diverse subject, and we are so glad that you called in today, because we know that just from knowing you, that you've been talking about the fact that what Obamacare could possibly mean. So what we start off with, from a doctor's perspective, somebody who's right in the heat of everything, how is it feeling for you? What's going on?
Well, first of all, let me give a shout out to the great pain docs up in Reading. Hi to you all. Secondly, let me just say that, you know, there's always good and bad with whatever comes down. And in this particular situation, my concern is the good stuff is that we have been advocating for a long time that everybody have access to health care in some form. Health care insurance or some kind of access to appropriate medical care. We also have been concerned about prior illness exclusion. And if you have a medical issue, you may find yourself uninsurable. If you lose your job, you lose your insurance. And the promise of having guaranteed coverage is very important, I think. Now, my concern is that, well, there's a couple of them. One is that what we've experienced in Sacramento over the last 20 years, which is a heavily managed care environment, is that it always comes down to a matter of cost and who's going to pay. Obviously, some of our large plans like Medicare and Medi-Cal have been underfunded, chronically underfunded. You know, the physicians have been fighting this thing called the sustainable growth rate for many, many years, which is a crazy fix come out of Washington that's not a fix. The primary problem is going to be, where's the money going to come to fund this stuff? And the other problem about that, the other problem with this, as I see it, is that people may believe that they have health care coverage, but it may come down to issues covering medical necessity, whether or not a treatment is determined medically necessary by the payer, whoever that may be, or whether it's supported by evidence-based medicine. And evidence-based medicine, everybody would generically agree, oh yeah, we all want evidence to support what we're doing, but what we've experienced, or at least what I've experienced in my specialty, is a narrowing of what constitutes evidence such that many treatments that I propose are considered not evidence-based and considered not medically necessary. So even though you may have health insurance, your insurance carrier is not going to pay for the recommended treatment. So our concern, and when I say our, it's not just me, it's the docs I hang out with, the organized medicine groups, et cetera. We want to preserve a doctor-patient relationship as best as possible. We believe the best medical care is that delivered by one doctor and one patient at a time, and that each patient is unique and that highly individuated care is the best care. It's also the most economical care. So these are major concerns that I have going forward with this. And, you know, and frankly, just as a kind of a libertarian viewpoint, centralized control over medical care is not something that I embrace at all. And yet that's kind of the direction that we seem to be moving into.
Hey,
there is this board called the Independent Payment Advisory Board, which we're very concerned will lead into a very rapidly a rationing scenario, which we're not too enthusiastic about.
Dr. Snook, we got to take a quick break here. I want to come back to that one, because that's been established under the Health Care Act and the Health and Human Services. And this is a very powerful board that's appointed by a president and doesn't answer to anybody. It doesn't answer to Congress, if I understand this right.
Correct.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Dr. Lee Snook discussing his take on the effects of what the latest decision from the Supreme Court is. We'll be right back.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You look frustrated. What's wrong?
I can't find a dress for my daughter for her graduation.
Have you been to Susie's?
Susie's?
Susie's has great party dresses, and they register your dress so...
Well, you're not going to see someone else wearing the same dress.
Well, what if they don't have the right size or color?
Susie's can do anything, even special order sizes 0 to 24 and tons of colors.
Perfect. I have got to get to Susie's right now.
Wait for me.
Susie's, 1796 Turn Creek Road in the Shasta Center next to Palm Beach Tan.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things. Lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to adamsonspeakperformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Analog Living in a Digital World. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bob, 7:45 in the morning.
Staying alive.
That's right, we're trying. Our guest is Dr. Lee Snook. He has a pain management clinic. Has just got, I can't even tell you all the letters and awards there after this man's name. Because he's
a card and a half.
Yeah, a card and a half there of everything, but internationally known and respected. Travels, gives, lecturing on final implants, everything. So we're really happy to have you here today, Dr. Snook.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate all the accolades.
Well, you know, it's, it also is, in our disclaimers, he's Linda's brother.
Well, this is how we were able to get him to call in,
right,
and ask him please to call in. But you've been right there. We know that you've just returned from Washington. You've been on the boards. You've been in the movement. It's not as if that, not that there's anything wrong, but you haven't just stayed in the office practicing, which is fabulous. But, I mean, you've been in the movement. So I know Carl has a question. Right before we took a break, there was a, you guys were talking about a particular subject.
The IPAB. The ramifications of this.
One of the things we're very concerned about is the unaccountable independent Medicare Payment Advisory Board. This is, in effect, a star chamber of appointed people, and I don't believe physicians are involved, because there seems to be this strange idea that if a doctor is involved, there's some kind of conflict of interest. That whole reasoning strains credulity with me. I mean, so maybe you shouldn't go to your doctor because there's a conflict of interest between you and your physician because he's a doctor, he or she's a doctor. Why would you not put experts in the Independent Payment Advisory Board? But that being said, the board is constituted by appointment. Once it's appointed, it's unaccountable. It's able to do what it wants to do. We're concerned, obviously. This is modeled after kind of what goes on in some other countries. We're concerned it will mandate arbitrary spending cuts and will force more physicians out of the program. And will limit seniors' treatment options even further. You know, as you know, we have a state Medicaid system called Medi-Cal. And as you know, those individuals that have Medi-Cal insurance have great difficulty finding physicians that will take care of them for the primary reason that the amount of funding that a physician may obtain from seeing a Medi-Cal patient does not cover the overhead expenses. And hasn't for many, many years. And, you know, so what we see going on here is suddenly an expansion of the state Medicaid program that's supposedly going to be supported by federal funds up to a point, 2014, at which point the states are supposed to assume coverage of Medi-Cal. Well, I would ask the listeners, again, who's going to pay for it? Where's the money going to come from? And unless you think that we're not moving in some form of rationing, what do you think an independent payment advisory board is going to decide? What do you think the decisions are going to be? I foresee rationing and a basically undercutting of your ability to have access to your physician.
How would they do that, Dr. Smith?
Well, basically, there's a concept that there's a limited amount of money, and currently some of the stuff that I'm involved with through the American Medical Association is there's basically two entities called the CPT committee, which is a current procedural terminology committee, which determines uniform coding for the United States. So wherever you go, everybody uses kind of the same coding. And that's kind of run by the American Medical Association. And then there's a committee called the Resource-Based Utilization committee, which is called the Ruck Committee, and that places a value on what a given code is. And that is overseen in part by AMA, in part by CMS, which is Medicare.
So just a quick question.
And the concept's based on a limited pie. There's a finite set amount of money. And so if more people come in to access that money, if that pie does not increase in size, then somebody has to give something up.
So I have a quick question. Do you foresee in the future that, like, say, for myself, 54 female, am I going to be like code 3 with a relatively, code 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 3 meaning, okay, or may actually code 2. But I'm talking about, do you think eventually everyone's going to have a number next to their driver's license that they're a code?
I don't know how this is all going to play out. I think that, it's a very complex issue. And everybody would support fundamental basic medical care. The issue is going to be to use my personal example. Okay, so I have a chronic pain practice, which is primarily office based. So the type of patients that I see have chronic disease. And so the analogy that I use is if you have a pegboard and there are round peg holes and everybody has round pegs, which I view as basic medical care, then a managed care environment works very well. However, if you have a practice full of square pegs that don't fit into the round holes, that type of one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work, and I come back to my statement about individualized care is necessary. That type of patient is problematic because they don't fit into a simple algorithm or decision tree. Those type of people end up not getting authorized for treatment. That's a lot of people. It's not all the people, but it's a lot of people. So, the things that you hear about from other countries that have this type of system is that there's two tiers of medical care. There's the national health care that everybody can have access to, but they understand that it's very limited. And then there's a private practice, private health care, which is similar to what we already experienced in the United States, which is insurance. And you understand that if you want other type of services, you're going to have to pay for that, which is currently what we have now. But we don't have a two-tiered system that I see.
That we could be rapidly approaching
States,
it, though.
We're moving that way.
Yeah. Okay, we got to take a break here, Dr. Snook. Our guest, Dr. Lee Snook, we're talking about the ramifications of this health care plan. That is going to have a lot of impact on your medical care, just by what's written in it so far. I mean, and there's things I believe we haven't even discovered yet. Anyway, we'll be right back. The way I always do.
Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale going on now through July 8th. Save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks, plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 9652 or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
It's not how many hours we put in, it's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients, it's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation, it's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It's going to be hot today with temperatures around 96, clear tonight.
It's already hot here.
Temperatures around 65. Tomorrow, Independence Day. We love it. It's going to be hot. Actually, not in those triple digits, around 97 degrees with temperatures around 66 tomorrow night. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We're thrilled to have a Dr. Lee Snook, who is an expert in pain management. He's been very involved in all of the CMA and the ACM and has been practicing medicine for, Dr. Snook, how many years now? Has it been 30 plus?
About 30, yeah.
30 years. And Dr. Snook is with us this morning. Of course, we have just about 4 minutes left in this segment of the show, and so many people have just been appalled at what's happened with the rulings that happened last week. In fact, a lot of people were walking very long-faced around here. Where do you think we're going? What do you think is going to be transpiring here in the next, 6 months?
Well, I think there's tremendous challenges before us. I mean, I share the concern about the process as to how all this came down. I find that disturbing as a person who believes in due process and fairness and representative government. But be that as it may, it would appear at this time that the Affordable Care Act is law of the land. That means that all of us have to take an active part. If you do not take an active part in your future, someone will for you, and it may not be the result that you want. I personally do not want to have a two-tiered health care delivery system. I think it's un-American personally. I think all Americans, we're all equal, we should have all have equal access. And I realize that people can argue, well, yeah, it's based on ability to pay and all that. That is true. But in my practice, I deal with a tremendous amount of Medicare patients, which are, you know, in essence, a single-payer system paid for by the federal government, directly or indirectly. And those people are going to have difficult access to practice if some of these provisions go through and aren't modified. So it's very important to all the doctors that are listening that you get involved. You get involved with organized medicine. Whether you agree or you disagree, your voice must be heard and you must put your input in. It is fundamentally important for the practice of medicine. The doctors, you all went to school a long time, that you preserve your ability to take care of patients, that you hold sacred those duties and responsibilities imbued upon you by going through this whole process. You must fight for that. You must fight for your patients' access and your ability to treat them. You have to fight for your patients. That's what we need to do. And parts of this stuff are good, you know, like I previously stated, the coverage benefits and the non-prior illness exclusion, that stuff is good, and we've always fought for that. But some of this stuff is bad. centralized control, you know, unaccountable, independent advisory boards, that kind of stuff. We all need to get together and fight this so that our goal of universal access is achieved.
Dr. Lee Snook has been our guest. We're getting ready to leave in about 15 seconds. So thank you so much for being on our show, Lee.
We hope you can do it again.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, we just barely tipped it. We've got insurance coming in. We have other doctors coming in. This is just trying to figure out what this means. But you've opened it up a lot. Dr. Lee Snook, thank you very much. We'll be right back after the news and with our next guest.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A second crew member has died from that C-130 Air Force air tanker crash Sunday while fighting a wildfire in South Dakota. As the military investigates that, the other seven C-130s fighting western fires have been grounded. Now, crews have successfully battled one of them.
City of Colorado Springs boundaries, as they relate to the Waldo Canyon fire, are 100% contained.
Fire Chief Rich Barron, nearly 350 homes were burned down. It's another sweltering day in the Mid-Atlantic and Midwest.
It was too hot in the house. It's like 95 degrees in the house.
She's in New Jersey. More than a million homes and businesses still without power after weekend storms. That means no refrigerators, fans, or AC. It's not an apology, but it's close. From Syria's president over the shooting down of a Turkish fighter jet. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
It's more an admission of regret, Dave. President Assad telling a Turkish newspaper that he 100% wishes the incident hadn't happened, but is still insisting the authorities didn't know the plane was Turkish. This is a Syrian general and 84 soldiers, the latest to defect and cross the border into Turkey. But the diplomatic stalemate continues after talks at the weekend on a transitional government only widened differences, with Russia saying it won't attend a meeting in Paris Friday with Syrian opposition groups, Dave.
Emily, how busy were car showrooms last month? We're finding out today. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is here live.
Dealers saw more June traffic than a year earlier when suppliers were struggling with part shortages due to Japan's earthquake and tsunami. Chrysler's U.S. sales rose 20%, its best June in 5 years. Ford Vice President Ken Zube says June sales rose 7% on strong demand for the new Escape SUV.
Now, Escape sales in June were up 28%, representing Escape's best month ever.
GM says June sales jumped 16%, with Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac all reporting double-digit increases. Dave?
This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-932-3468. That's 1-800-932-3468. 1-800-932-3468.
Now, gas prices have dropped a lot lately, but this is not going to help. Oil is surging again, more than $3, back over 86 bucks a barrel this morning. So how is the U.S. economy? Tepid. That's what the head of the International Monetary Fund is saying. Christine Lagarde predicts only 2% growth this year, with several risks looming. One, the European debt crisis affecting us. The other two?
A failure to reach an agreement on near-term tax and spending policies. In addition to that, obviously, the risk of the debt ceiling being reached.
Now, on Wall Street, the Dow is up 43 points. Trading ends early today in 2 hours. Then tomorrow is a holiday. There is some new news on the economy. Factories receiving more orders, up 0.7% in May. Manufacturing has slowed this year, hurt by declining consumer and business confidence and weaker demand around the world. 75 years ago this week, Amelia Earhart vanished. and it's a mystery that some are again trying to solve.
Amelia Earhart and navigator Fred Noonan were trying to become the first flyers ever to circle the globe at the equator when they disappeared. For decades, it was assumed they crashed and died at sea, but lately, there's a theory that they survived for a while on a tiny island now called Nikumaroro. Did they?
That needs to be known. We need to finish that story. And she will continue to inspire.
Rick Gillespie is leading an expedition to the island searching for evidence. On an earlier trip, searchers found clothing fragments and a 1930s cosmetic bottle that might have been Earhart's. Steve Taylor, Fox News Radio.
We're getting word out of Scotland that two British jets have gone missing, and there is a search and rescue for them. Our sister network Sky News says that the two aircraft crashed. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
We all know and love that theme song. In fact, I think when we all began to whistle, that's how we started. Beloved actor Andy Griffith died this morning, 86 years old. Griffith was born in Mount Airy, North Carolina, was launched to fame as Sheriff Andy Taylor in the Andy Griffith Show for the CBS show from 1960 to 68. On the show, Ron Howard played his son, Opie. He starred on other shows and in films, but found his greatest success again with legal drama Matlock from 1986 to 1995. He played the title character, Ben Matlock. Griffith and his wife were married in 1949. They were divorced. He was married again to Cindy Knight when she was 27 and he was 56. A private man, he told people, "I don't want to really sign autographs." So we all know him and love him and carry on his legacy as we can't help it. He'll always be Sheriff to me, Andy Griffith.
Sheriff Andy.
We will, we just pray for the family and wish you well on your journey. The Andy Griffith that we all know, of course, Andy Griffith died this morning.
86 years of age. Okay. You know what? It is true. I mean, when you think back, you think of Andy and Opie and Gomer and Goober and Aunt B and the guys down Floyd at the barbershop. But, of course, Barney Fife. I mean, this man was absolutely played the epitome of the sidekick that he says, "Can I put my bullet in?" He'd always kept his bullet in his front left pocket.
I think everybody
Don
wishes.
Don Knotts, what can you say about
don't
that?
Don't you wish we all lived in Mayberry RFT? They used to make fun of it all the time. Oh, and grandma, we're going to go visit grandma and granddad in Iowa. It's like Mayberry RFT, you know, with the barber knows everybody. Well, isn't that just so nice?
You know what?
Simple life.
It is a simple life. The
apple pie.
The point is that, you know, when life was simpler back then, when, you know, kids could walk out with
Opie could go fishing
there's places still around that we can do that. Yeah. I mean, we've got to stop painting this picture. Everything is just so horrible because it's not horrible. There are a lot of great things. Kids can still go down to the sack and fish. Kids can still go to creeks and fish. I mean, you know, and they're safe. They don't have to be, you know, you don't have to have an armed guard on everybody. You know, things aren't as bad as sometimes we tend to paint them.
Well, here's a man who had an incredible amount of body of work. And it was pretty positive stuff that he did. He played great characters. And for a working actor, he did amazing things. And he did, like I said, created a character that will always burn in our minds as, you know, the good guy, the sheriff.
He was always the good guy.
He was the good guy.
You know what? And when he did a movie, No Time for Sergeants, How Can You Ever Forget the Time, if you've ever seen it, is when he got every toilet lid in the latrine there, that when the general walked in, he pulled a lever and all the seats stood up at attention. They were saluted when the general walked in. I mean, you know what? Andy Griffin, dead today at 86. Okay, hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 53 points at 12,924. The S&P 500 is positive 6 at 1372. And the NASDAQ is positive 15 at 2967. Active stocks today include Ford Motor Company up 31 cents at $9.70 and Bank of America up 4 cents at $8.09. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is at $4 even unchanged. Exo Group is down 5 cents at $8.91. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.62%. Over in the commodity markets, gold is trading up $21.90 at $1,619.60. Silver is up 83 cents at $28.33. And crude oil is up $3.62 at $87.37. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC for KCNR.
Okay, Kathy, thank you very much. That was the Kathy Lathrop Cummings from the Wells Fargo Advisors. They're on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. They give us the best advice about what's happening on Wall Street. And if you want good advice about what to do with your investments, go down to Park Marina Drive for the Wells Fargo Advisors to see Kathy or Josh or Susan or Chris. That's Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got senior helpers here with us. We're going to talk about senior health care and possible some things that are going on that can have impacts on our seniors with the Obamacare plan. We'll be right back.
River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and desserts. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California, so pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. This $10,000 high-stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast, so reserve your seat today at the River Club. 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or online at WindRiverCasino.com. Prize pool based on participants. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign of Monster Truck Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Wow.
Every once in a while, you just got to pull up some Elvis.
Jeez.
Yeah. You know what? You know, when things are looking like things are looking a little askance.
Well, I've
know,
got
you,
lucky last
you
night.
You got to pick up. You got to get Elvis. And speaking of getting lucky, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Reading Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. Hey, head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. You may see something down there. How about a bunch of tents? That's right. Crown Motors 4th of July sale is going on right now. New and used vehicles. Look for the tents and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence from high prices with Crown Motors. It's going on now, like I said, until the 8th. You're going to get a lot of savings. It's your neighbors making the deals. It's a big, you know, whether you're looking for a brand new car or previously owned, they've got them. They provide great service for any vehicle. Plus, they take great pride in the deals they make for their neighbors. That's Crown Ford. Again, go down to the tents on 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177, Reading Crown Motors. Okay, we're back. And we're welcoming
we're
our
back.
Guest.
How are
Jim
you?
Robinson. Good morning. From Senior Helpers. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, we're talking a lot about health care, and you're in the middle of this.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself first, Jim.
Sure. Well, I've been in Reading for 9 years now. And I've owned Senior Helpers for 5. Before that, I was in the greeting card industry and commuted to Rhode Island every other week. So it's a short commute.
The greeting card. Did you write any of those?
The difficult part was finding it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's an interesting. Won't even go off the sidetrack, but I'm sure you know we'll have to at the break. I want to hear what airline did you travel?
Sure.
That stuff. Okay, go ahead.
So it's great to be in a position where you don't have to travel every night, and that you can. You know, and I own a business that we can help people, and that's really the best.
How'd you get into senior healthcare?
The company in Rhode Island collapsed, and I needed to do something different, and I started looking at buy a business, start a business, or buy a franchise, and I lacked the entrepreneurial flair to say Reading needs a new widget factory, and I couldn't find a business locally that interested me, so we started looking at franchises. When I looked at Senior Helpers, I thought, wow, it's a, 10,000 people right now turn 65 years old every day, so it's a business where you can grow. And you can help people. So,
and when you have Goldie Hawn on the front cover of ARP, it kind of makes it look sexy.
Yeah, and we were dealing with it at home. My mother-in-law at the time lived at Hilltop Estates and was having some difficulty. So we were the ones that were taking, going to the grocery store and doing all of the errands for her and taking her to the doctor. And thought, gee, this is something we can do to help people and make a living. So here we are.
Well, recently you brought in, brought this in, and, this is the, we've had you on now.
A couple of times.
Mm-hmm. We've always,
mainly we're talking about laws that they were trying to pass. We want to get updates on those.
Sure.
Yeah. We've always appreciated your, I think the word I would say is a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
We've had you on here with Sharon, mm-hmm. your competitor, and you guys are like, let's be committed to excellence.
I think everybody in the community that's in this business is that way.
Yeah.
We all know each other. Let's face it, there's more than one gas station in town. There's more than one restaurant
right.
in town.
Ran into a couple girls one day. I think, Carl, we've mentioned this before. We were at Costco, and these gals are in there. They looked a little bit like they were the nursing colorful tops. And Scrubs, yes. And then we started to talk to them, and they were shopping for a home that they were involved in. I'm not exactly sure where or what or what it was called. But their attitude was one of that they loved what they were doing. And we looked at each other and thought, if the time comes that we had to ever be in a place like that, we would hope that we would have that kind of energy around us.
That's the most important part of the business is the caregivers. We go to great lengths to hire the right people. They need to have compassion in their heart. We only hire experienced ones. And the reason for that is, everybody has this feeling, I want to help somebody. I'd like to be great to the senior community, but it can be a very difficult job, particularly when you're dealing with dementia. And so what ends up happening is they need to demonstrate that they have the patience for it. So we need them to have worked either in the field or in a facility where they've got some supervision and some experience under their belt so that we can truly understand that they can maintain their standards when they're under the pressure of an upset client.
Is there, I know this is kind of, we're going off, no, we have hot points we need to talk about
sure.
today. But is there a training program? Because so many people are looking, perhaps, to find a new vocation.
Sure.
Are there training programs that could teach one how they would be able to start this kind of profession?
Yeah, not locally, unfortunately, other than to become a CNA, and the which is a certified nursing assistant.
Okay.
But beyond that, we offer our existing caregivers what we call Senior Helpers University and its training modules, and it goes through, various components, how to properly bathe somebody, how to deal with transfers and ambulations, so on and so forth. Sometimes what we will do is get our caregivers hooked up with a physical therapist to refresh their memory, so to speak, on transfer and ambulation assistance, because you can hurt them and you can hurt the client if you don't do it appropriately. And then with dementia, we have a special training program. It's about a four-hour program that we put all of our caregivers through. It's called the GEMS program. I know we'll talk about that
Absolutely.
In a little bit.
Have that in front of us right now. We're going to take a break. We're talking to Jim Robinson from Senior Helpers, and this is fascinating because it really makes sense, and it's another understanding Alzheimer's and dementia. We'll talk about that when we get back.
Okay.
All right. KCNR 1460.
And trucks, plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services, and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Old-fashioned values in today's society. Doesn't that sound great? They're there for you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, air conditioning, heating. They believe in one adage. You do it right, you stand by it, and the customers were going to be happy. And that's what they're looking for, customers that are satisfied. They take great pride in the fact that they install the highest quality equipment in a very professional manner. These guys are professional. They are there to take care of your systems. Alliance Heating and Air. You can give them a call at 221-6242 or go to their website at alliancehomecomfort.org. Right there at Alliance Air. Again, 221-6242.
These guys are the real heroes. You know, when it's 115 out and they're climbing up in an attic. Wow. I'm thinking oxygen tanks. You know, and Bob, what's been on your mind? You've been playing some music that I'm like, he's got something going on in his mind.
It just seemed to be a day to, you know, kind of mix it up a little bit.
Lots of reflection. Yeah. Very reflective music. Anyway.
Our guest is Jim Robinson, the guy behind Senior Helpers here in town. Thank you. And we're talking about, you know, one of the things I want to talk about is I guess kind of maybe because we're all getting a little bit older. And you said something, $10,000 a day turn age 65.
Yes.
Well, 65 isn't like 65 was 20 or 30 years ago.
It's not.
You know, and I'm not saying it just because, Linda's getting close to that. I'm just saying it because.
I'm sleeping next to it.
Yeah. Oh! She shoots, she scores! I'm just going
to
shut up now.
As you were saying,
that's
Carl.
That's what you get for picking a fight with a pro, you know? You know, I brought a knife to a gunfight on that one. Okay.
All right.
Let me staunch the bleeding right here. But the thing about it is, 65 is not the elderly like it used to be. And, you know, when these people are collecting, you know, the Social Security and the Medicare and all this, it's, people are working to age 70.
Right.
And many people are because they feel like it because, you know, quitting early is just not right for them.
Right.
Unfortunately, though, what's going to end up happening with all these changes in the fact that as you get older, that our last guest, Dr. Lee Snook, was saying that we could end up with two tiers of health care.
Absolutely.
And that's the scary part. As you get older, where if you say 70, you're still a viable, you know, active person, but you need a knee replaced because of the lifestyle you've had for 70 years.
Right.
You may not get that
right
under, you know, some of these boards because they may have to start rationing it.
And the problem is these boards are created are people, and they're not elected officials, and they make decisions without accountability. And it's a scary place for us.
Well, that thing about not accountability, that IPAB that Dr. Snook was talking about, was, you know, we've talked about it before. In fact, Dr. Doug McConnell has got a lecture about the Health and Human Services group and now as part of the cabinet that is absolutely frightening. And right. He's going to be on the show Thursday. He and Judy Maxwell are going to talk insurance and health care and how those things, you know, the impacts Obamacare has. But that IPAB is something that is it answers to no one.
And you have no recourse. So what happened to due process of law?
Well, and that's one of the things we were talking about. And so many things we're seeing nowadays, there is no due process. You know, they've taken it out of there. You've got a nameless, faceless bureaucrat that threatens somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, we have it here at the county. I mean, you've got bureaucrats that make these decisions, and not once do you see a supervisor stepping in there on that.
Right.
Or you say this is a rule. Well, what rule? Who makes these rules?
I think that's the problem is that the legislature is not making these rules. Bureaucrats are making rules, and we have to live by them, and there's no recourse. So, and as we age, unfortunately, as the healthcare system begins to implode, which I think is going to happen, the care that's going to be given to our senior community is going to be significantly diminished from what it is today.
Well, we talked about this last time you were here, and it was staggering to think that if the two of us had one parent at this point, what it would take to really have that parent in care, and the amount, if there was no insurance coverage for that person, what it would cost. If we had full-time jobs, it'd probably be better for one of us to, I don't know, but the part-time, so you've got all kinds of insurance as well, but it's changing.
Well, unfortunately for in-home care or facility care, you really only have one type of insurance, which is long-term care insurance. It's a policy much like life insurance. You have to buy it, and many people don't, and when they finally need it, it's too late to get it. For our care or living in an assisted living facility, you only have three ways to pay for it. Out of your own pocket, the long-term care insurance, or if you're a veteran under certain conditions, you can qualify for what's called the aid and attendance program. And it provides a minimal benefit, but certainly not enough to cover the entire cost. To put it in perspective, my mother-in-law, who's 95, has Alzheimer's. She's lived with us for 2.5 years. And we had to place her a couple of years ago, and it's running almost $4,000 a month. So
out of your pocket?
Yeah, her pocket, but yeah. And when she runs out, then it'll be our pocket.
You know, there's something I've just crossed my mind, and we'll talk about that when we get back. I want to find out about different insurance programs, because I think, you know, it's very timely to have you here with the changes. People need to start thinking about their estate planning and so on and so forth. Our guest is Jim Robertson. He is the owner of Senior Helpers. Call in with, ask questions for the expert. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's now two crew members dead in that C-130 Air Force air tanker crash in South Dakota Sunday, grounding the other seven C-130s that have also been fighting wildfires out west.
They are crucial in fighting every fire that they go out on, because if the MAPS units go to a mission, that means that all the other assets are either unavailable or fully tasked.
North Carolina National Guard Lieutenant Colonel Robert Carver. Colorado Springs is no longer in danger. That fire that torched nearly 350 homes fully contained within the city.
We're tentatively out of the woods. Looks like we have some weather coming in Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's Chad Olson with Incident Command. Crews trying to restore power to everyone and let the rest of the evacuees return. Detroit sold more cars to America last month. Chrysler led the way with a 20% sales jump. GM's increased 16%. Ford, 7% more vehicles. Fox News. We report. You decide.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things: lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding 2 more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Salvation Army presents its fifth annual golf tournament and auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club. The golf tournament is sponsored by Redding Elks Lodge No. 1073 and is designed to help send underprivileged kids to camp. If you would like to help make a difference in a child's life, contact the Salvation Army here in Redding at 222-2207. The Salvation Army's fifth annual golf tournament and auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club with a shotgun start of 8 a.m.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday night right here on KCNR 1464 on the spot with Linda Bott. We're going to find out what's hot, what's not. We're going to talk about fun, film, fashion, frivolity. Brought to you by Dandelion, Mount Shasta Mall, Susie's, Crackmaster, and Wild Iris. See you Thursday, 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Abbott, 8:35 in the morning, July the 3rd. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Jump into our chat room, as many have. Hey, I made a little mistake on when I was doing Alliance, when we really like, in fact, you're coming out to the house today. Their website is homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. I had something else written down, but it's homecomfort.org, if I have missed that somehow. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Catch up on all your reading there. And no, they don't have those kind of magazines. They just have National Geographic, Car and Track, Guns and Ammo, Hunting. They have a TV set that's on. You're not going to see, you have to watch Dr. Phil or touchy-feely shows. You know, it'll be, you know, sports. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Everybody that I know, too, that likes a great haircut, you know, the old-fashioned kind, with, you know, shave around your ears and down your neck, they go to Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Okay, our guest is Jim Robinson from Senior Helpers. And, Jim, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about the veterans. You know, you probably run into veterans all the time.
I do.
And a lot of them probably don't realize that they have earned certain benefits from the government.
Exactly.
Not that, you know, they've earned them while they were on active duty. Mm-hmm. And you can help them with that, right?
Right. Yeah, it's the program that we work with is called Aid in Attendance. And it's for veterans who served on active duty during a time of war. There's some financial restrictions and so on and so forth. But it's a rather voluminous process. I keep all of the forms that you need to fill out for the VA at my office. We've got a checklist for you. We can't help you fill the forms out, but we can give them to you. And then very often what I'll do is go with the vet or the vet's family down to the Veterans Service Office and meet with Bob Dunlap or his staff. And if we're missing something, then we'll go back and make sure that we get it for them so we can get them the benefit. The benefit runs for a surviving spouse about $1,088 a month. Vet him or herself is just under $1,700. If you're a couple with one vet, it's just under $2,000. And if it's a married couple where both are vets, I think the number's about $2,300 a month. So it's not enough to pay for a full boat for assisted living or for what – maybe not for all that we do, but we can, for that amount of money, can typically probably do about 20 hours a week. And that can be a great help for people.
So what exactly do you all do?
Sure. We really have kind of two levels of care. There's companion care, which is going to be companionship, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medicine reminders, transportation assistance, laundry, linen, basic things around the house. And then there's personal care on top of that, which would be bathing, dressing, transferring and ambulation assistance, incontinence care, toileting assistance. And usually by the time we get involved with Alzheimer's and dementia care, it is personal.
Okay. So you're there to help with every step of it.
Yes, activities of daily living.
What kind of signs should people be looking at for their parents if they worry about dementia or Alzheimer's?
Well, with Alzheimer's and dementia, there are 10 warning signs you can get on the internet and go to the Alzheimer's Association, and they'll publish all of them. But what you're going to be looking for, basic things. Short-term memory loss is where it typically is most evident. So you have a conversation with them, and then 10 minutes later, they've forgotten. They've had the conversation. Inability to do basic things that they were able to do before. Balance the checkbook. If they were mechanically inclined and no longer can do some of those things. Very often they will withdraw from social settings, and that's because they're afraid that they're going to get caught not knowing something or mistaking something. But
that's an interesting thing, how they would start withdrawing from social settings because of knowing that they make mistakes.
Yeah, in other words, they know that they've forgotten something and they don't want to get caught, so the easiest thing to do is just don't go there. Mm-hmm. Now, what I would suggest to people when you see those symptoms, don't self-diagnose. I don't diagnose. Go to a physician, particularly go to a gerontologist, go to a neurologist, a psychiatrist, somebody that has experience with dementias. And dementias, understand that dementia can be caused by about 80 different things. Alzheimer's is the most common cause, but in this age group, the second most common would be vascular dementia. So, and there are actually some dementias that can be reversed. So what you want to do is go to the medical profession and have them diagnose the problem and let them help give you a course of action.
That's really curious. Yeah, I mean, that's educational right now, which you're saying to us as well as, we think of dementia being loss of memory or a form of, but not that it can be reversed. And what is vascular dementia?
Well, vascular dementia is caused by problems with the bloodstream. Typically, it's going to be caused by TIAs, which is a mini stroke or a stroke itself. Could be caused by high cholesterol, blood pressure problems, things of that nature. So, again, what you want to do is go to a medical professional.
Somebody that's trained on how to do that.
Yeah, and most dementias can't be reversed, but some can.
And some people have CRS from across their forehead.
Yeah.
And I live with that. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Do you sleep next to it? Yeah, that's what I thought. We'll be right back.
For shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy changing, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code. These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m., where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR 1460 AM.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:45 in the morning. It's 73 degrees out there. It's going up to 98 today. I saw a couple spots yesterday driving around. It was well over 100. This portion of the show, but speaking about, you know, here's the great thing about running. You got great scenery. You've got great days out there. So what should you be doing? Riding a great motorcycle. That's right. Reading
and
Harley Davidson.
In the lake.
They established that and established Reading Harley Davidson in 1977 by Dave and Robin Wright. Now family, son Ernie and Jessica are running it now. They carry every bike that you can possibly imagine you want in that Harley Davidson line, plus full service. They take great, great pride in the bikes they sell, the motorcycles they sell, and in the service they provide. And they have got everything you could possibly imagine in clothing and accessories for that motorcycle. Looking to buy a motorcycle? Financing's available. That's right. 3.99 OAC. 3.99% OAC. Stop by today. 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call first. 241-7117. But you don't have to do that. Just stop in. See Nathan and the gang. They're open from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. You know what? Get out there. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Ready, Harley Davidson. Our guest, Jim Robinson from Senior Helpers. And, you know, we talked about a lot of things. We talked about, you know, how you got into the job. Yeah, and we got into that. We're talking about, and to mention how you need a doctor or,
right,
or a trained physician to train, you know, to talk about that.
You do diagnose it.
Because
we talked a couple of weeks ago, I think, about this. Very often, dementia can be confused with depression. So you really need the medical professional to really do the diagnosis. There may be some treatments involved. There's drugs, most popular that people know about is Aricept, that at least many believe will slow the progression of the disease down. There's great research going on, and I should mention, by the way, while we're talking about dementia and Alzheimer's, that the Alzheimer's, second annual Alzheimer's Walk in Reading will take place on September 15th.
We'll keep reminding people about that.
Please do. We raised $43,000 last year on the first walk.
And wow!
Almost 600 people joined us. So we're hoping for bigger and better walks. So for those listeners that want to join in,
we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Just give us a PSA on that. We'll be playing it.
Yeah.
There was a movie we watched. I'm not sure if Carl watched it so much, but it was on a plane ride, and it starred Julie Christie. And I don't know, I have to look it up, but it was a pretty mainstream film, and it was about her really dealing with Alzheimer's, that she and her husband and their great love story, and how he lost who she was.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed with her, but he had to eventually take her to a place,
mm-hmm,
and he would come to see his love. But she didn't recognize him. So just think about what it would be for the person who is with that person for years and years and years, and they go into a place. It's got to be a very, you know, this is where you do need the experts to help the people who are on the other side.
Yeah, a couple of things about that, because it is devastating to watch. My mother-in-law, I said earlier, has it. She lived with us for 2.5 years. She doesn't know who we are any longer. For a while I was Jim, but she didn't quite know who Jim was. My wife and I have been married for almost 40 years. years, we'd go meet with her, and she would introduce us. And now when we go, she doesn't know who we are. So it's very difficult for the primary caregiver to survive this horrible disease. It's actually more impactful on the primary caregiver than it is on the person that has it.
I would think.
And, in fact, actually, it's been shown, particularly in spousal relationships, where the primary caregiver very often will get sick and pass before the person with the disease does.
Well,
because it depresses them.
Yeah.
Well, it's more... It's
overwhelming.
It's not the depression I can hear, but what I'm hearing, what I'm feeling is that your heart is so hurt that I bet you that's what the people pass away from. The broken heart.
The broken heart and the overwhelming nature of the change that the person is going through. This is somebody you knew and you loved, and she or he is not the same person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's difficult to deal with. It doesn't come with an owner's manual. One of the things that we have at my office is a free DVD. It's about 40 minutes long that I'm more than happy to give to family members who have loved ones with Alzheimer's. All you got to do is call us.
Oh, yeah, and that number?
Is 530-223-5939. And we'll give it to you free. It's a mini version of a 2.5 hour program that we put our caregivers through, and it talks about the progression of the disease, the behaviors you're going to experience, and the appropriate way to deal with those behaviors. One of the things we tell people is you need to change because they can't.
Is Alzheimer's, does that tend to run in families?
No, there's no.
It's kind of like, you know, some families will have a cancer, but other families don't have cancer.
There's no genetic link that has been shown, other than they believe there may be a genetic predisposition for the disease. And the best thing you can do out there for those of you who have parents with the disease, take care of yourself, mentally stimulate yourself, exercise, and have good diet. And everything in moderation, because this disease can be caused. Like I say, Alzheimer's is the most common, but it can be caused by many things. Chemical abuse can cause it. So you want to.
So
take
it can
care
bring on the onset the onset of it can be brought in by a variety of things.
Well, that would be dementia, not necessarily.
Or dementia.
Yeah,
okay, not dementia. Okay, yeah, I understand. Yeah, that's why I was a little bit confused. Well, hey, we're going to take a break here.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Finish your thought.
Well, I was just going to say there is a difference between dementia
yes.
and Alzheimer's, and we
right.
can talk about that when we get
yeah,
back.
Yeah, well, one of them is dementia. You know, can be brought on by excessive living.
Yeah, think of it this way: if you have a runny nose, that's the symptom. That's dementia. The runny nose is caused by the flu. The runny nose is caused by allergies. The runny nose is caused by any number of things. So think of dementia as the
you
runny nose.
You can fix that, though.
Well, yeah, but if you think of the symptom, is dementia is the symptom, the underlying cause is going to be either vascular or Lewy
right.
bodies or
something.
Alzheimer's,
right.
yeah.
When we come back from our break, I want to talk about a couple of those laws that they were trying to pass that was going to put a lot of people out of business.
Sure.
In our legislature and their infinite wisdom. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July 10th sale. Going on now through July 8th. Save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the 10th. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July 10th sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Well, I won't back down.
No, well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Vaught, 8:55 in the morning, July 3rd. Now, tomorrow's July 4th. We're going to be here. We're going to be here celebrating Independence Day by being here on the radio. Going to have Mark Beecham here. Mark is a well-known columnist in the Record Searchlight, who is his latest column, call for the recall of Sheriff Tom Bosenko. He didn't call for the recall. I exaggerate a little bit on that. He talked about the recall because of what's happening with the sheriff and the jail. And plus, Mark has numerous ideas about a lot of different things. He's somebody that is just a great deal of fun to talk to and interview, but he's going to be with us tomorrow. And we're going to be talking about Independence Day, what it means to people. What's it mean to you? What's the 4th of July mean? What does that celebration mean? Is it
There'll
just
be flags up and down the street, by the way.
Is it just fireworks and being off from work that day? Or is it something real? Is it real? The 4th of July, Day of Independence. All right, our guest is Jim Robinson and from Senior Helpers, and we've been talking about, you were on before, twice, talking about bills that were appearing in front of the legislature that could have a severe impact on home care.
Yes, SB 411 and AB 889. They're both still active bills. SB 411 seems to go back and forth between the suspense file, easy for me to say, and the floor, usually once or twice a week. Both of them would have a devastating impact on our industry. And SB 411 is one that would regulate the industry, and currently you need a license to catch a fish in this state. You don't need a license to do what I do. So I'm in favor of licensing and oversight as long as that licensing and oversight is fair and reasonable. But this bill, on my business model, would add about $56,000 a year to cost. I can't afford that, so I would have to pass it along. If I pass it along, that means that some people can't afford the care that we provide.
And part of this is that background checks, is that for, they have to do numerous background checks on the same person or something like that?
Well, yeah.
Isn't that part of it?
That's part of it. We do background checks on all of our caregivers, but the way it works now, and unless this is addressed, for example, if you have you do a DOJ clearance for somebody who works with the developmentally disabled, that background check is identical to one that would be run for somebody that would, say, go to work in a residential care facility. But community care licensing will not accept a DOJ clearance from somebody that's worked in a developmentally disabled home. So you have to go run it again. It's the same background check. And these things are about $100. So, and it's not real cheap.
It's not bad.
Well, except that,
I mean, if it's a matter of your life.
Oh, yeah, I
know. And the safety of your, the peace of your kingdom, which is your home, to know that if somebody enters and is going to be working alongside a loved one, that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, other than to say as a business expense, it adds up because what we do is we have to have caregivers ready to go at a moment's notice. Yesterday I met with a lady and we're putting service in today. So I have to have somebody that's cleared already and ready to go. So we keep a stable of caregivers there, some of whom actually never will work for me that I've paid for the background check because by the time we have an assignment for them, they've gone to work for somebody else. They maybe found a job in another industry, or they've moved out of the area. So, but the real issue is not the background checks. The real issue with this legislation is that caregivers would be required to be certified by the state, even if they're certified nursing assistants, which the standards are much higher there. And then they would have to be registered on a public website with their name. And now it's been drilled down. They took the contact information off, but
okay,
they have to.
Because that was they were.
That's
they were
the bill you've been
that.
Trying to fight. Yeah. And yeah. What's the name of that bill again?
SB 411.
Okay.
Okay. So, they've still put their names on the contact.
It would go on a not yet, but it would, if it passes, they would go on a website maintained by the Department of Public of Social Services. Sorry, and that would list the name and the agency they worked for, and I'd have to pay $165 per caregiver. I had 106 work for me last year, so do the math. It's $20,000 just for that.
Wow.
So
$106 per?
$165 per, I guess it is.
Per each person.
For each person, whether they worked 1 hour or full time. And if they worked for me, and Sharon was on when we were talking about this from Home Helpers,
right.
If they worked for me for a while and then you go work for her, we both have
you
to
You both
pay.
Have to pay for we that both have to pay. Have the same information in there. So it's just no way government can grab money out of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Jim, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We appreciate it. And keep us updated on what's happening with that bill. And we, as a community...
And our seniors. A lot of comments on Alzheimer's in here after you got off.
Wow.
About how it does destroy...
It does.
The people trying to take care of them.
Well, that's what we're here for, is to help.
All right. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
Jim Robinson from Senior Helpers. It's been a great. I've had somebody just walk in the door and say, great program. Thank
Good.
You.
Good.
Tomorrow, like I said, Mark Beecham will be here, 4th of July, Thursday, Judy Maxwell and Dr. Doug McConnell coming
through. Don't forget to
through.
Fly your flag.
Fly your
if
flag.
If you don't have one, go buy one today. Just be patriotic. Let's show our neighborhood, yes, we and remember.
And if you get a chance, walk through that. You look into your TV and see if you can get the Andy Griffith Show one more time. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
My ground.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. For more than a half century, he's been known as the sheriff of the fictitious town Mayberry, set in Andy Griffith's native state, North Carolina. That's where the 86-year-old actor has died. We get more in this live report from Fox News Radio's Sabrina Sabah in Los Angeles.
He's best known for The Andy Griffith Show.
Barney, don't shoot the slingshot in the office.
But long before that famous role, Andy Griffith recorded a hugely popular comedy album about football.
It was that both bunches full of them men wanted this funny-looking little pumpkin to play with.
He made his acting debut in A Face in the Crowd and went on to star in the long-running series Matlock. Griffith was also a Grammy Award-winning Southern gospel singer and writer. Fox has confirmed this with a friend of Griffith. Ron?
And Sabrina, the return to normal continues to go slowly since the big windstorm late last week. Fox News Radio's Eben Brown is live.
Oh, the lights have